the general atmospherics are important. So things like the free trade agreement matters, and the infrastructure investment bank matters. So they're the big context background issues that make Chinese people feel rather better disposed towards Australia. But I think the really critical issue in my sense of how people operate here is you've got to listen to what the Chinese are saying. It may not always be what you want to hear, but they will always have a point of view about how things should be done or need to be done in China. So barreling in with a kind of understanding that we know how to do it and that it's a measure of their intelligence that they submit to our way of doing it is not a winning formula. So you really do need to listen. And that listening is also a kind of cultural respect issue. I mean, it can sound a bit on the corny side, but I think it's true, you know, because often the Chinese are being told how things should be done and how things should be done better. But it's not a bad idea to listen to what they think.
It's obviously a big country with lots of different markets. Do you think that's understood back home? But people talk about this free trade agreement and it'll be rivers of gold, but do you think the realities are actually understood?
I think what's not understood in Australia is how diverse China is. Like if you go into the northeast of China, that's a very different region with very different. It's a different kind of history. You know, the anti-Japanese war experience was much stronger there. It's got a different industrial profile. If you go south, then it's climatically different, socially different, culturally different. Different sets of connections to the world. Like if you go to Guangzhou, you know, the old Canton, they'll say that we're connected to the world. They're not necessarily connected to Beijing, but they reckon the world. You know, the world's at their doorstep. So, and those northern regions also have, you know, real connections into Russia and so on. So that whole those regional politics and those regional locations are really important. So I think we do have to nuance our understanding of what China is, you know.
And clean and green are the two things. I cover agriculture, so clean and green are two of the big things that are talked about from a farming point of view.
Yeah.
Do you feel that is the genuine perception here, that this middle class wants Australian products because of that reputation?
I think it's a very, very big issue, and it's a huge selling point for Australia because, again, students who are a good representative of middle class, and Peking University students are a good representative of middle class China. One of the repeated messages that comes through them, and I often try to persuade them to the contrary, that you know, we do have environmental problems in Australia, and they won't buy it. You know, for them, Australia is pristine. So they don't necessarily see Australia as a place in which there are people or a culture or whatever, or a politics, but they see it as a kind of pristine place. And so pristine Australia, if it can attach its pristine reputation to food, I think would matter a lot, because it matters enormously here, and people are very worried about, more particularly in Beijing perhaps than other places, but it matters enormously.
What is the key to success so that both Australia and China benefits from these new agreements, particularly the FTAs going forward?
If I had the answer to that, I'd be in a different position than the one I'm currently in, I think. I'd love to be able to give you the key to, but I think patience, staying the course, talking to the Chinese regularly and maintaining the connection is the real key. Because while that's also one of the great cliches around the Australia-China or Australia or China anywhere relationship, it is also true. So if you feel that you can wing in, slap a deal on the table and clear out, it's not going to happen. You know, it really does need the patient establishment of connection and trust. And if you do that, it'll work.